Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
We've been doing a series called Hidden Treasure, okay? And last week we kicked it off. And it was, we've been preaching out of the scripture in Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. And it says this: this is what the Lord says to his anointed. Say, his anointed. That's you. To Cyrus, insert your name there, whose right hand I take hold of to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that the gates will not be shut. Someone say, the gates open. I will go before you and I will level the mountains and I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Why? Because I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored up in secret places so that you may know that I am the Lord. Come on, listen to this. The God of Israel who summons you by name. God is calling you. We're going to learn about that today. You see, there's three areas that we're going to discover in the treasure map of God. And we talked last week, you know, about embracing the relationship that we have with God. Okay, well, this week we're going to look at the next hidden treasure. Are you guys ready to find out what the next hidden treasure is? Somebody say yes. Come on, because this is amazing. It's the treasure of embracing grace. It's part of the vision of our church, embracing grace. And then even beyond that, taking the grace that we are embracing and becoming a part of the kingdom of God. Say, I want to be a part of the kingdom. I'm making you guys talk today because you're so cold. I want you to stay awake, okay? So just work with me and bear with me in all of that, okay? Because the first treasure, and there's two of them that I want to talk about today. One is embracing grace, and the other is becoming a member of the kingdom of God and what that means and what that is. So the treasure of embracing grace. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? All right, here we go. You see, I found grace in my life. I found grace. You know, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Right? I found that in my life, and it's been a while. I once was lost, okay? Your pastor was really lost at one point in his life, okay? But I found grace. I found God. I met Jesus, and I believed in him, and it changed my whole life. It changed everything about who I am and who I was, and everything was because I had called on his name. Changed in my life. I found the grace of God. But the grace of God is hidden treasure. See, the world is still looking for what I found. I dug it up. I went and found the X on the spot that was Jesus in my life, and I dug it up, and I brought it into my life, and I am experiencing the riches of the kingdom of God in my life. But the world is still out there wandering around hoping that somebody will give them a map with the X on it that marks the spot. You know, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, I want to tell you that, you know, here's the bottom line. I'm not perfect. I'm just forgiven. Somebody say, I'm not perfect. I'm just forgiven. Okay, Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, for it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. It's a gift from him, not by works, so that anybody can boast. We are saved by grace through faith. It's a gift that has been given to each and every one of us. You know, we don't deserve this gift, but it's been given to us anyway, because that is what it has to be. It can't, if there's any merit that this gift was required to have for you to get it, you'd never get it. Because you're never going to be perfect. You're never going to be holy. You're never going to be who God is fully wanting you to be in your life. Without grace. All right, let me rephrase that. You're never going to be what God has called you to be in your life without grace. But through grace, we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You see, grace is lost out there. It's buried. It's hidden. You know, they don't have faith in Jesus down the street. They don't have faith in the finished work of the cross yet. Many people out there, that's why the world, the Bible says the world is lost, that this whole thing has been hidden from them. But there's someone who's able to take the message of the cross of grace to the world and to bring it to them and show them the X that marks the spot. Do you know who that is? Say me. It's all of us. We are called by God to bring grace to the world. That's where that X marks the spot for each and every one of us. Somebody stood in front of a draft house one day and said, God has told me to come here with my treasure map and tell somebody where the secret treasure of Jesus is hidden. And he grabbed me that day. As I was going to get drunk, I found Jesus instead. And the world is out there waiting for their moment. They're waiting for that moment in their life when God actually reaches out to them and says, let me show you where the treasure is at. Let me show you where it's hidden. It's hidden in my Son, Jesus. We got to show them where to dig. But they got to dig it up. We can only mark the spot. And then they got to dig it out. They got to accept Jesus themselves for themselves and receive that grace that God gave me, I mean. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So we need to understand grace ourselves if we're going to take grace to the world. Somebody say amen, right? We got to understand it. Well, what does that mean? To understand the grace of God, it's essential that we understand the difference between this, the old covenant and the new covenant. The law is the old covenant. John 1:17 says this, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. There's an old way that God had to work with until he could get Jesus on the scene, and it's an old covenant, but Jesus has fulfilled that covenant. He hasn't abolished it. The righteous standard of the law still stands to this day. If you break the Ten Commandments, then you are cursed. But Jesus says that I was cursed for you. And that's when we move into the new covenant of grace. You see, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Christ. The law was given through a servant, Moses, but grace and truth came through what? The Son. You see the difference? That it came through the Son, Jesus. See, the law talks about what we ought to be as human beings, as men and women. The law says you need to be this. But what do you think grace says? Reveals who God is. It says, no, I am love. I am going to give you grace. I'm going to extend to you that which you could not find on your own. It's not possible for you to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law. The Ten Commandments were given to show you that you couldn't live your life good enough and that you needed a Savior. 2 Corinthians. I mean, the bottom line is this. The letter kills. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Look at this in 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of what? The new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Amen. Tom's like, we've all been there, brother. It's okay. Easy, man. We're in church. You see, under the law, God demands a righteousness from a sinful, bankrupt person. You're in sin, and God's demanding righteousness from you. That is the old covenant. You have to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law, you know, and we couldn't, so we were trying to cover our sins with the blood of animals in the Old Testament. But, you know, as grace entered in, you know, we learned to walk with God in grace and see what God was able to do for us. He was able to fulfill everything that we needed in our life. Okay, think about this. You know, grace, God provides righteousness as a gift. See, it's a gift. You can't earn it. You can't do enough good. You can't be pure enough in yourself to receive the gift of righteousness. It has to be given to you by God, the only righteous one who lived. Jesus Christ gives you his righteousness. It says, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we would become the righteousness of God in him. In him. Not, that's what I was talking about last week. The first hidden treasure was that we are hidden in Christ. And when God looks at us, he sees Jesus. But see, now he's looking at us and he's saying, now I want you to receive the gift of grace and I want you to become who it is that I originally intended for you to be before sin entered in and messed everything up. God's ready to wash it all clean and fulfill the plan that he has for your life through faith in the finished work of the cross, through the finished work of Jesus in our lives. So here's the problem, though, that many believers are still living in confusion, okay? The truth has been buried and it's been hidden from them. Even as believers, you see, they get the law and the grace thing kind of mingled together and mixed up, and they misunderstand what grace really is. And they try to live by rules, and then they try to live by grace, and then they're over here in the rules again, and they're over here in grace. And I'm not saying there's a license to sin. The Bible says, God forbid. But if you are trying to put rules and regulations and all of that into your life or the life of others to get them to be something that they think God needs them to be, then you're mixing it up and it doesn't work. You see, grace is a free gift. And it's got to be presented to the world as a free gift. It's not like, you know, when I had the long hair, you know, when I got saved, my hair was down here, you know. I went to the Baptist church over in White Lake Baptist Church, old Pastor Bobby Hardwick, my first pastor I ever had, hellfire and brimstone Baptist preacher, just what I needed. It was awesome. I went to the church, you know, and he's like, son, you need a haircut. We got to get you in the baptismal tank. We got to wash you clean and clean you up. And, you know, then all the rules started coming in. I was doing my best, but I just couldn't seem to get it to click for me until I really, truly understood what grace really meant. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. It's not about my hair. It's about my heart. It's not about my heavy metal t-shirt, it's about my heart. And God wants my heart first, and then he'll change my shirt. He did, he changed my shirt to a Christian heavy metal t-shirt. You know, instead of Slayer, it's, you know, Disciple. But we got to not get the law thing mixed up, guys. We got to really work at letting grace be what it is to the world through us. Because we judge people, we come after them, and we put all these rules and regulations, and, yo, if you do this, God will do that. That's the law. No, it's God did this, and you're accepted. That's the message that Jesus wants us to bring to the world. Romans 5:17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will what? reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. You're not reigning in life because you're able to do all the right things. You know, if you didn't make it to church, you know, grace is still in effect in your life. Pastor Sheets is amazing. He's a great preacher, you know? You know who he is, right? Pastor Sheets. A lot of people listen to him on Sunday. Did you just get that one, Tammy? Took a minute. It's Pastor Sheets. You did, didn't you? Everybody wanted to go to Pastor Sheets' church this morning. It was cold. It was 38 degrees when I woke up. But you know what? God's grace was made available through Jesus on the cross. You see, grace is the hidden treasure of the kingdom. It's the hidden treasure of the kingdom of God. See, the bottom line is this: God's not mad at you anymore. He's not upset. All of his wrath was poured out on his son on the cross so he wouldn't have to look at you and see you as anything other than an amazing, blessed, forgiven, set free person in life. You've been set free. The Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God is not mad at you. Some people think, God's mad at me. I got cancer. He's trying to teach me something. That's rubbish. It's garbage. God is not trying to teach you anything by making you sick. The Bible says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Grace was released from the cross, from it, to all who would receive the gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we would become the righteousness of God in him. It was released. Now we live in grace, in the grace of God, not the law. If we are truly hidden in Christ, we are living in grace. And if we're living in grace, then we need to preach that same grace to those who don't know Jesus yet. You see, the hidden treasure isn't God's mad at you, and if you don't get your act together, you're going to burn in hell. That's not the hidden message. The hidden message is you can avoid all of that because Jesus loved you so much that he gave his life for you on the cross. And he died so that you could live. That's the message of grace. The law would tell you to look people in the eye and tell them, turn or burn. Get right or get left. But our message is Jesus loves you so much that he did it all. So you just need to accept him. That's the only thing. That's the only thing you need to do is accept the gift of God in Christ Jesus. Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Do you realize that the more you focus on the law, the more sinful you become? The more you what you focus on is what you become. If you focus on, I can't drink. It's all you're thinking about. You think you're not going to get a drink? Well, I can't do this. That's all you're thinking about. What do you think? You're not going to go do it? That's the way your mind works. You're thinking about it. You're going to go do it. So see, the law produces in you, it brings sin alive in you. But see, the goal is that we would kill sin in Christ, that we would give our lives to Jesus, and that sin would no longer have dominion over us. And then we would be like, I love Jesus. I don't need to do that because I love Jesus. Instead of, I get to go do this anyway because I have the license to sin because I'm under grace. It's not like that. We're just so relieved of being set free that we don't want to sin anymore. You know, we're not conscious of it anymore. That's the goal. So here's a real shocker. You know, when it comes to the law and grace, did you realize that a lot of the things that Jesus taught in the New Testament are actually the law? Grace kicked in Acts. Jesus wasn't dead yet. He hadn't gone to the cross yet, so he's still preaching to the Jews in accordance with the law. He's still telling them, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I'll heal their land. Instantly, you should be able to recognize that's the law. If my people, then I'll do this. That's old covenant. New covenant says, you've been set free. Do you see it? So a lot of people are, like I said, they're mixing the law and grace together under the new covenant, and you can't do that. You can't mingle the two together. They don't work. God is not putting conditions on anybody to do anything to gain his favor other than accept his son, Jesus. Accept the son. That's the message. That's a mind when I was like, religious devils are scrambling right now. They're scrambling. Jesus was still teaching under the law because he hadn't gone to the cross yet. Grace hadn't been given yet, so he had to teach under the righteous requirement. Knowing the whole time he was going to wipe it away. Do you realize that the new covenant teacher is the Holy Spirit? He's the new covenant teacher. He says, I'm going to send you the helper so he can show you how to fulfill all righteousness, how to live. And all this Holy Spirit does is go, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. He's pointing you to Jesus. Go to the Son. Go to the Son. It's Jesus. He's the answer. He's not going, obey your parents. Because you will obey your parents if you're under Jesus. If you're under grace, you'll do it. Because you want to. That was for all you parents. You can pay me later. But that's where the power of the believer truly kicks in, guys. When you really, truly understand grace, okay? So you ready? You guys get the grace thing? We need to move under grace and be the real powerful believer that God has called us to be. Because we can never be who we're called to be without being under grace. It's the freedom releaser that gives us the ability to walk in the power of God. So the second treasure that I want to talk to you about today is becoming a member of the kingdom of God. You see, they go together. Once you step into grace, God says, I'm going to now make you a member of the kingdom of God. Grace washes you clean. It gives you the righteousness of God. And then God's not looking at you going, okay, well, you're all done. Do you realize that's the starting line for any of us? It's the starting line. Grace is the starting line. Now we get to be a member of his kingdom. We get to go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news of grace to everyone around us. We get to take that X, marks the spot, and begin to bring it to everybody around us and say, here it is, man, dig it up. It's right here. It's right here in front of you. Dig it up. Put it in your heart. Put it in your pocket. Own it. Walk in it. It's powerful. But what does that do? See, grace gives us the ability to serve in God's kingdom. You get to serve him. Where does that happen? In the local church. That's why he says, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Upon the rock of what? Jesus and grace. He's going to build his church on that. So, you know, God is opening up the doorway to you to say, what's your dream? What's your passion? What is it that you want to do? Do it for me. Do it for the glory of God. And it, you know, maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you just like to pray for people. I know a few people are like that. They just want to pray for people all the time. I'm like that. Maybe you want to see miracles happen. Maybe that's your dream. I want to see miracles. I want to see people come to know who they are in Christ. Maybe you just want to be used by God. You know, how many organizers do I have in here? Where's my organizational people? Come on, you know you're in here. You know your shoes are all in, your clothes are in color coordinated order in your closet, you know, right? And then who's the leaders? Who's like, you do this, and you do this, and let me know when it's done. You don't have to raise your hand, but you're in here. I know you're in here. Okay, and then there's, how about the cleaning folks, man? They're just like, oh my gosh, oh man, this is horrible. Yeah, right? You know, it's like, you know, it's not OCD, but it's close.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. Hope you're enjoying Turn the Light On. For the remainder of this message or any other messages, go to Lighthouse Christian Church at Merritt Island on YouTube. Once again, thanks for turning the light on.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.